Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boomer and Geo, Coney alive from the Bill Fuller Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Of course, on the free Odyssey app as well. If you missed any of the interviews with the Jets and Giants the last couple of days, you can check that out on the free Odyssey app. You can go on the Rewind. You can also go back and check out the podcast section and all of that great stuff. We had the Yankees lose a frustrating one in the middle of the night in 13 to the Mariners last night. And then, of course, the Mets continue to roll against the Reds, 877-337-6666. I just saw Al put in the show sheet, but I hadn't seen the video yet, of Pirates player Rodolfo Castro, who slid headfirst into third base, and his cell phone came out of his back pocket, which I have never seen in the history of baseball, a guy out there in the field with his cell phone in his pocket.
Well, maybe he was texting, you know what I'm saying?
Look at this.
I mean,
his iPhone just slips out as he's going into third base. Like, come on, man. What do you need your phone for?
Yeah, how about the umpire pointing down at it?
I know, like, what are you doing?
Dude, your phone's on the I mean.
That's great. Bucko baseball, baby.
Well, I told you there was a, I don't know if we ever outed the guy who was doing it. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But Craig and I were at a Yankee playoff. I think it was a playoff
game. Oh, he's told the story, and he's mentioned the player's name.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, so I'll let him tell the story. But yeah, so that guy was texting us during the game as we're sitting behind home plate.
Right. Not good. I mean, not good if you're a player.
Right. You know, man, this goes back to that Jim Tom Sula nonsense out in San Francisco.
Oh, when he had that texting break or whatever?
Right. So I kind of watched a little bit of the Jet practice, the start of the practice yesterday and everything else. Like, they're doing normal drills that we used to do and things of that nature. Man, but it is a relaxed atmosphere.
Hmm. In a good way or a bad way?
I can only compare it to what I live through.
Well, it's different though, man. I mean, CBA, they changed everything about training camp. And
well, they change all that stuff because it doesn't cost the owners any money.
Sure.
Anything that doesn't cost the owners money, the players get.
Mm-hmm.
So less practice time, you know, less in pads, less hitting. Let's put the pads on top of the helmets. Let's do this. You know, that doesn't cost the ownership any money whatsoever.
Sure. So give it to them.
Yeah, that's good.
You can have it.
You can only meet. You can only meet two hours a day or whatever the meeting. And then you know you got guys inside watching for that kind of stuff. That if anybody violates it, now all of a sudden you know the coaches can find themselves in hot water.
Yeah. So relaxed atmosphere. Didn't feel like it was.
You know, I was like, you know, they were doing the quarterback drills that you normally do and things of that nature. But I don't know. Didn't seem all that intense to me.
Well, the Giants were intense. I mean, that big fight that they had and their coach got involved and everything else. That was intense.
I think it was a good question you asked C.J. Mosley yesterday. Well, why are you guys always fighting?
I mean, it's every single team.
Yes.
They fight during training camp.
Yeah.
But he had a pretty good answer.
Right.
And basically, it's like, you know, you're just tired of the same thing every day. You're tired of the same food. You're tired of seeing the same people. It's hot. You just get pissed off. It's like, enough. I mean, you know, I can totally understand that.
I kind of do remember some fights, but I also remember just getting away from it and thinking to myself, you know, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Right. I don't need any of this.
These guys today are now exhausted after one practice and then a walkthrough.
Well, it's hot out there, though.
It is very hot.
It's been very hot and humid.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a different world. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, as you're looking down on this practice, thinking about what it was like in the 80s when you're basically playing on a dirt field somewhere under a bridge. Oh. I mean, you know, it's just compared to that Jets facility.
Oh, that Jet facility is just phenomenal.
And it's been there for a while now,
too. Yeah, 10 years, I think. I think it's 10 years now.
Which is unbelievable.
I could not believe how much that whole area has built up, and now they're building condos over there and everything.
I know.
Jerry said this morning, 2008.
Wow. It looks brand new.
Crazy.
But every time we go there, now we haven't been there in 2 years, but every time we've been there, there's always been some upgrade. Something's like new. And, you know, they had the big Jet logo on the side of the building. That was new. And then they had the Jets entrance. That was new. You know, they do a great job with their grounds keepers, their ground superintendents.
Yeah.
They do an unbelievable job. I mean, the place is just beautiful.
Yeah, no, it really is. And it gets you fired up for the season,
Paul Brown would hate that.
Really?
Yeah.
It was too comfy?
Too comfy. He wanted to make everybody uncomfortable. I'm telling you, like, and I say this, so for, what, I guess 9 years of my career, we were in Wilmington College, or at Wilmington College in Wilmington, Ohio, halfway between Columbus and Cincinnati, and it is in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, we had the first, I think the first offensive line where all five guys were over 300 pounds, and they didn't have a scale big enough to weigh the guys. So we had to go to the local grain store, and we had to weigh the guys on a grain scale. Yes.
Wow.
And this was rooms that were 8x10. They were dorm rooms for Wilmington College. So the first year, I'm sweating my ass off. You know, I'm a rookie, and I don't know what's going on. The next year, I said, screw that. I went down, and I made a deal with a local furniture company. And I told them I wanted 16 beds and 16 air conditioners sent up to Wilmington. And so all my offensive linemen and I had king beds and air conditioners in our rooms.
Nice. That's great.
Did you get any pushback? Pushback from other guys on the team, yeah. I said, hey, guys, I don't care. You go get your own stuff. I'm taking care of the old line. That's just the way it's working.
That's perfect.
They work the hardest. They're known the least. But who cares for they are the reason.
So that's the type of stuff you want to see from Daniel Jones.
I want to see that from Daniel Jones. But, you know, we are seeing that from Zach Wilson. At least that's what we saw this offseason from him.
Yeah, you know, the Steelers are still in a dorm room over there at St. Vincent College. They're the last team that's still in a dorm room. In 2022.
You know, and I think most of the players stay over there at that hotel, the Archer.
Yeah.
Which is in Florham Park, which is like a 5-star, you know, Soho hotel.
I know. I wish I would have stayed there.
Maybe the other guys are able to stay at home. I'm not sure. The older guys, I'm not sure. But,
yeah.
Not a bad place to stay.
Yeah, instead, I was on Strip Mall City in East Hanover, New Jersey. You know, kind of hung out there. Let's go to, look at this. We have a celebrity on the line here. Mayor Larry Fox of Bradley Beach joins us. We talked to him Memorial Day weekend, the kickoff to summer party, and he's joining us now with a little update, a little Al Dukes update. Mayor Fox, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I don't want to interrupt your Giants, Jets, Mets, and Yanks discussion. First time we can remember they're all relevant at the same time. But I do want to do a citizenship shout-out for Al. Al worked our National Night Out, which is a police event that the police come out and try to create partnerships with citizens and residents. Al flipped about 500 burgers with me last Tuesday in 90-degree heat. So I thought that was noteworthy, and he should be recognized for that.
This is what you did?
Citizen of the Year, without question, down there in Bradley Beach.
He's moving up the curve. I'm telling you, he's moving up the curve.
And I also saw he got his own personalized Bradley Beach police hat.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
He did. We had to counsel him on that a little bit, though. He thought he got the authorization to arrest, and we don't want to go that far.
No, you can't. You can't levy any arrests, Al.
At what point does he get his own German Shepherd?
That's right. Yeah, he got very friendly with Robbie, one of our three canines, who was awarded a bulletproof vest. Not Al, the bulletproof vest, the dog.
That's next. Okay. Al needs a bulletproof. He's a guy who actually needs a bulletproof vest for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So, believe it or not, those bulletproof vests are about $9,000 for that for the canines.
Really, for the dogs? Wow. Well, we got to protect them too, and I'm glad.
Yeah. We had an unfortunate 25 years or so ago. We actually lost a canine in a raid, and since then we've been trying to purchase these bulletproof vests to protect them.
So, contrary to popular belief, the police in Bradley Beach don't hate Al Dukes.
I'll tell you, they embraced him fully. When they saw him losing all the hair on his arm being singed by this grill last week.
What's funny is he's
a good man.
I've called the police so many times, I knew a bunch of them from meeting them when they've come to my house.
Officer Sergeant Salerno, who had a really funny story. Al actually reported a large Glad bag on the boardwalk. We both went up to it and opened it up. It was grass. Al thought he would encounter some body parts, but it was grass.
You know, Mary, he does watch the ID channel quite a bit, so sometimes he gets a little ahead of himself.
Yeah. So, I saw Al's Instagram. It was a good public service announcement about dog poop, beer bottles, and beer litter. We have something coming up that I might engage Al in. We have this. We do have a problem in town with, believe it or not, goose poop.
Yes, I've seen plenty of that around. Especially, you got a lake over there, so that's where they congregate.
Yes, but we found somebody who does habitat modification, so we're going to have a discussion with them. I don't know what that means.
But you're going to kill the geese, I think. That's what it means. Habitat modification.
Another town south of us did that about last month, and they caught hell from the residents. They actually did a euthanasia, whatever it is, for geese, and it was not good.
It was like euthanasia night? Up the street?
Yeah, they did. Believe it or not, they did. And they caught hell from a number of organizations. Yeah.
Wow. All right, so you're not going to do that. So Mayor Fox is not going to kill the geese.
No. We could send all the geese to Long Island.
Believe me, we have our fair share.
Yeah, right.
We have our fair share. There's no question.
It was those geese that took down the Sullenberger plane, right? Those geese? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They're menaces, those things.
They are. Since climate change, they're all moved south, and they just like it. It's a problem for us.
Why don't we just stick all the geese in Al's condo? That's a nice little habitat for them. Modification.
I'm sure him and Wimsey see him often because he's right by the lake. And the little green pellets they leave are no fun.
Yeah, right. All right, very good, Mayor Fox. So we'll get Al involved in the geese habitat modification, and that'll be his next project in the summer into the fall.
Yeah, and just last next year's National Night Out, we've penciled Al into the dunk tank, so he'll be ready for that.
All right, perfect. I'm sure there'll be many residents.
All right, thanks, Mayor. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. I got to say that Al, you are going for Citizen of the Year, Bradley Beach, man.
Oh yeah, I mean,
Pulse of the People. I don't know about Pulse of the People. I don't know how that would mix.
Well, because he's also ratting people out as well. Right. So I don't know if that's
the Pulse of the People.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's setting himself up to be a mayor or some sort of politician in the future in his retirement. That's
political
what I think is going
candidate.
On. Yep. Yeah. That's what's happening. He's laying the groundwork.
I could see, you know, very easy to Al Dukes. Like, everybody knows who that is.
Yeah.
It's a very easy bumper sticker to make.
Yeah. Vote Dukes. It'd be perfect.
There's already bumper stickers about Al.
Yeah, I know. Right. Dukes for you.
What about Make Bradley Beach Great Again?
Well, I think Mayor Fox would have an argument with you. I think it's already great.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
It felt like a great community when we went down there.
Yeah, I mean, we were there for, you know, 15 minutes.
It's not Sable or Manhasset, but it's, you know, it's close.
Let's go to Anthony in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's up, man?
I have a quick question for Boomer and then a quick statement. I remember when Corey Stringer died. Did they make changes to the intensity of the practice or when they could practice based on the temperature outside or anything?
Yeah, that was but that was all negotiated in the CBA that came after that. I think there was an initial reaction to that, and then once they got into the CBA discussions and everything else, and the players wanted some give back from owners that didn't cost the owners any money. What they did is they modified the practice schedules.
Okay. Yeah, I thought there was something there. The other thing I wanted to say was I'm having a little problem, and I was wondering what you guys think about this. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and I can't stop watching every time DeGrom and Scherzer pitch. I've been choosing them pitching. I'm watching it over Yankee games anytime they're on at the same time. And, you know, with the Mets and with these guys, you know, you don't usually watch a team to watch the pitchers, and with the Mets, you're watching to watch these guys throw.
Yeah, you know, it's must-watch television now, I got to tell you, Anthony. You know, and I don't appreciate it. And as I speak for all Met Nation, any Yankee fan that wants to come over and watch our team win and pitch well and do the things that we're doing now under Buck Showalter, by the way.
If you're sick of all the losing that's happening in the Bronx and you just need a refresher, really, to just, you know, a palate cleanser.
Yes.
Come on over and watch these guys.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Yeah, it's no problem. Just embrace it.
Just totally embrace
it. Yankee fan for my hands. There you go.
There you go. That's it. Right there. Bang.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Big thanks to Stanley's Bakery in East Islip dropping by unexpectedly with some great donuts and crumb cake and everything else. It's just the best.
The black and whites, Jerry, you want one?
Yes, I say no.
There's also crumb cake and jelly donuts here if you want that.
Are you a black and white guy? Or are you?
Yes.
Yes, of course you are.
Any jelly donut?
Oh, yeah.
All right, they're in here. They're in this box right here.
Al, black and white?
Yeah, that's probably approved.
I got to get an ingredients list from Stanley.
Why'd you ask him? They're standing right there.
Lots of wonderful sugars.
Hey, you know what? It's all natural.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
There's a barcode on the back of this crumb cake if you want to scan it.
Thank you very much.
See what's in
there.
Thank
you.
You know, Al, I think, you know, you can come in and have a black and white. I really do.
I'll have to think about it.
They're your favorite.
They are. Black and whites are my favorite.
Yeah. And these are ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I had a large one the last time they were in.
Yeah. And look, nothing happened.
Yeah. You're okay.
You're fine.
You made it through.
Yes.
You're still alive.
Beginning to look like a product that is shrunk wrapped. It's like shrink wrapped.
Yeah.
His skin is so tight around the bone of his ankle.
It's going to pop
through. Have you seen his ankle and his thigh?
Yeah, no, I have. Like I said yesterday, he's like a marionette.
God. By the way, I noticed yesterday I did wear shorts for the first time. My leg's not much different than all you guys.
You want me to post the one with you and my, at the time, 8-year-old son?
Well, that's what I mean. I think all of our legs are smaller than we all think.
Why don't you come in here?
I think hold on. I will go in there, but I think if you put all of our below the knee, all very equal.
All right, come on in here.
All right, we do have to give away these Yankee tickets first. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network with the Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. A pair of field-level tickets to see the Yankees and the Blue Jays at Yankee Stadium on Saturday, August 20th. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. Tone from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop, New York Yankees box office blitz in the Fan. Okay.
I mean.
So Al is standing next to Boomer. He said that his legs are similar to Boomer's. And I'm looking at a giant Boomer calf. And a tiny Al leg.
He's like a piece of paper.
I know. You didn't even shove him that hard.
No!
He went flying.
He was 145 pounds.
Oh, my God. How much does he weigh?
145, right?
148 last check.
Look at that. Look at the difference. Come on. It's not even close.
No, I know. Yeah, look at that. Hey, you know, you got more calves than I thought. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think that's from walking around.
Just throw him right out of there. That's tremendous. Yeah. Okay, Jerry, we've got another update. What's going on?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens. Reclaim your health with Athletic Greens. Visit athleticgreens.com/boomer. Yankees late last night in Seattle. We've played all their base-running blunders. I don't know that this is as much a base-running blunder as much as it just is unfortunate. This was the 11th inning. They lost 1-0 in 13. They had three lousy hits on the entire night, and this was certainly not one of them.
3-1.
Swing and a line drive into the glove of Adam Frazier at second, and a double up and Duhar at the bag. Frazier throws to Crawford, a double play.
And that was Justin Shackle with the call here on the Fan, in for John Sterling. And then in the 13th, Seattle would win the ball game.
The pitch. Swung on, line drive, past Torres into right field. It's a base hit. Suarez scores from third, and the game is over.
Sadly, the game was over. And TV was showing the other double play with the mess with the nice play by the pitcher. Not a good night for the Yankees on the base path. So not a good night overall as they waste a very good start by Gerrit Cole and lose one zip. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was the one who had the ground ball. He comes around first when, I forget who it was now, is it Trevino that gets picked off between second and third, and then Kiner-Falefa gets thrown out at second. Here was Boone's reaction to that play specifically.
You know, the last ones, I mean, the guy catches the ball behind his back, so he's hitting behind the runner, so I don't have any issue with Trevi going there, and then Isaiah is doing all he can to try and get to second with the rundown going on.
But he didn't get there, and that certainly was a problem for Kiner-Falefa. Lessons learned.
It's tough situations, especially late in the games, and, you know, it's a good learning experience. You know, definitely need to do a better job of on the base paths, but you know, we try to be aggressive all year, and tonight it kind of backfired on us.
It did, and so their lead is still 10.5 because Toronto did lose to Baltimore, but they haven't played good baseball, as we know, over the last 30 days or so, and tonight you've got Nestor Cortes, or rather today, at 4:10, Nestor Cortes facing Robbie Ray. We'll have it on the Fan with coverage at 3:30. As for the Mets, they are singing a different tune for sure, because all they have done lately is win, and they won again last night.
Pitch. Well, ball right side, might get through. It does. A base hit. Past the diving India. Nito scores. Canna scores. Alonso goes to third. Darren Ruff comes through. A couple of insurance runs with two outs. And the base is loaded here in the seventh. The Mets lead 6-2.
And that capped the scoring. 6-2.
And Mordecai Brown is up in the bullpen.
Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. Darren Ruff drives in two. Mets go to 72-39 on the season. Earlier in the game, home runs for Jeff McNeil and Francisco Lindor. And also along the way, Mark Canna getting hit by a pitch. We know the deal with the Mets all year with these hit by pitches. Here's how it sounded on SNY, as SNY would use the red filter over Buck Showalter again to show he's angry.
Getting hit. That's the 14th time he's been plunked. Regularly among the league leaders. He is again this year.
Take advantage of it. Chance to blow the game open. The Mets have been doing a great job late.
It's like a cartoon with the sound effects and what they do with the color.
Yeah, it's a red screen. It's crazy.
It's pretty funny, actually.
But you know that Diaz video that SNY put out there of him coming out of the bullpen and they shoot it from... You know how many views that's gotten?
I don't.
8 million views.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, because I saw the Little League video with the kid who hit the kid in the head, and then the kid goes to first. The kid can't compose himself on the mound. Yeah. Like, he goes and that's got 2.5 million views. I thought that was a big number.
I know. I was having flashbacks to my Little League experience when I hit those five guys in a row. No one from the opposing team came to hug me. I got a
punch
bunch
right in the face.
Yeah, I got a bunch of FUs from the parents. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Screaming at me.
Same thing with Josh Weshey and Al Dukes. You thought that Josh would come out and give you a hug or something.
He's
make you feel
warrior,
a little bit better,
right,
about yourself.
Instead, he taunted me by hitting his legs with a bat.
Right, because he has titanium legs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
pure taunt right there.
Come after me. Yeah, it was tough. Anyway, here, Buck Showalter did address it. He basically says, not sure how to deal with this. You don't want to get in our guys' heads by giving them information they really don't need.
I know who the league leaders in hit-by-pitch are for pitchers, you know. What do you tell a hitter? Hey, heads up on this guy. He hits a lot of people. So what are you supposed to do different?
That's right. So you go up there thinking you're going to hit. He says at least no one's really gotten hurt.
We've been, knock on wood, very fortunate that we haven't had something be more serious than it has been.
Now, remember, Alonso got hit in the head in Miami. Yep. Someone else got
Lindor.
Hit. Lindor. Oh, Lindor in the ear, right?
Yep.
You know,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, remember, think back to this. Alonso started this whole season in a car accident.
That's right, in spring training.
He was T-boned, and he said he still has PTSD from it.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise me at all.
Meantime, he's got, what, 95 RBIs on this season on August 10th? He's been great, all right. Mets have won 5 in a row, 14 of 16. Carlos Carrasco, his 13th win last night. They will hand the ball to Taijuan Walker this afternoon. Mets continue to lead the Braves by 7 games. Atlanta did win at Fenway 9-7 in 11, though their second baseman, Orlando Arcia, did injure his hamstring and will go on the injured list. Meantime, the Padres got a win. They snapped their losing streak, beat the Giants 7-4. Manny Machado, the game-winning 3-run homer, but Juan Soto homered as well. And Soto knows this is the way you get things started.
Only one way to start a winning streak, that is winning the first one. So it was really important for the team and just to get the energy back.
How exciting for you to get your first home run as a Padre?
It was pretty exciting. More in a moment like that, just to get the team going. It was really special for me.
We'll see if they actually do get things going now, because it has not gone well since he arrived. Dodgers beat the Twins 10-3. L.A., talk about winning. They've won 9 straight. And the Angels beat the A's. Shohei Ohtani, a home run and the win on the mound. Joins Babe Ruth as the only players in league history. 10 home runs, 10 wins in the same season. All right, unfortunate portion of this report. Sometimes things happen on the air and you try to battle through, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
One such instance happened this weekend with Chris Moore, who was, I guess, on CBS Sports Radio. Billy Jocalone was his producer.
Okay.
And he tried to battle through a little bit of a struggle.
I wrote that there's never been a big decision made excuse me.
Is this coming from the White House?
Sorry about that, Billy. Got a little sore throat work.
It's the Billy Jack Show.
Yeah, it might be if this keeps up.
That reminds me of an oldie but a goodie.
A-Rod expected to be in the Yankee lineup, and it's on the Fan at 6:30. Now here's a preview from the Jet game.
It is time to shine for Bryce Petty.
And the kickoff is set for 7 o'clock.
Here's a preview.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, without a doubt.
That's why it's funny.
Yes.
We've all dealt with
yes.
it. I can't find the Minko one with Near, though. That's the one.
Oh, God. Yeah. We appear to have lost John.
That's the one that I was looking for that I could not find, and instead I found Minko choking.
Yeah. I think he actually said in the middle of that, too, "What happened here?"
I don't know what happened here.
I can't talk. Yeah, I told you my worst one. First time
we were, G.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
After I put down a donut, I'm feeling real great about myself. This is a true story. Jelly dripping all over my leg as it was coming out of the donut. And I was wiping jelly off of my thigh.
Did you eat the jelly off your thigh?
I did take one scoop with my finger and ate it. Yep. Absolutely.
That's what you're supposed to do.
You can't waste that jelly.
No, of course.
It's delicious. You ever think what Al thinks when he gets in the car thinking about the fat asses we are?
Oh, it makes him feel great about himself. It's just all it does is embolden his position about Bobby approved.
At some point, he's going to be driving home thinking, Gio ate jelly off his thigh today.
You just got to man up, man. Have yourself a black and white this morning. Enjoy life a little bit.
He's disciplined.
You're
going to
be
man.
Chasing geese next week, so just come on.
You're going to be chasing geese?
Yes. Yeah, the mayor.
You're not doing that, are you?
The mayor of Bradley Beach called up and said he needs Al's help to do a goose relocation project.
Whatever it takes, Jerry.
I hope someone's got video on a goose attached to
him. On his neck. Tremendous.
When I've seen those geese attack, videos, they always go right for your testicles. Always.
Perfect, because you hate that part. You always talk yourself into those issues. Maybe you'll see it happen.
Really? Geese go right after your balls like that?
I think they, first of all, it's head level for them, and I think they know it harms you.
Yeah, swans can be nasty, too. Do you ever see a nasty swan start doing the, getting going with that stuff? It's crazy. Yeah, they back up and they're like, and then their neck is going. I'm telling you, they could break your arm with that wing. When you see that, you got to run.
Just get the hell out of there.
You've seen that on Long Island.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What day will this be happening next week? I could take a drive, since you've never invited me to your place still. Maybe I'll take a drive down and video for
you. I'm not sure. The first I'm hearing of it was when the mayor called in.
All right. So let me know, and maybe I'll come down and video.
Video? Okay.
For digital.
Me relocating geese.
He's going for Citizen of the Year.
But, yeah, the problem is most of the citizens there hate him. So I don't know. But, you know, if he relocates the geese, maybe.
If I lived there, I wouldn't hate Al.
Unless you're one of the guys that didn't get your registration renewed, and then Al outed you.
Right.
Al's trying to help him.
Yeah, but he's also very proud of Bradley Beach.
He loves it.
Yeah.
But he's also read me some of the Facebook responses he's gotten.
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah. People don't like that.
I forget what he did, but the response was, what's wrong with you? Don't you have something better to do with your time? Yeah. He responded, no, actually, no. I don't.
Yes, no, I don't have anything better to do. This is what I'm interested in.
Stopping crime.
It was that I had to address a guy who did not clean up after his dog, so I went to his house, and I said, hey, you didn't clean up. And
You found that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Who, right to the
home? I know who it is.
And you went to the house?
I did.
Okay, and what happened?
I just said, hey, I think you forgot to clean up after your dog. He said, no, I got it. I go, no, you didn't. Then he went back and got it.
Wow.
Now, of course, I only did that. I sized someone up. If this person came at me, could I handle it? It was a much older fellow.
like 70s?
Definitely late 60s.
Okay.
But not like in a Tom Coughlin, I was in the military late 60s. Like,
yeah.
A soft 60s.
Yeah.
Soft like I was an alcoholic kind of 60s.
Well, just like, you know, I haven't probably not worked out in a while.
He's wheeling around his oxygen tank.
Oh, man. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said Tuesday he wants a tougher penalty, and they're going to appeal. That's for Deshaun Watson because of the quarterback's actions he called egregious and predatory behavior with all the massages and everything that we learned since. The league did approve the sale of the Broncos to the Walton Penner Group. And Rams head coach Sean McVay announced that he has signed an extension with the team during the offseason, discusses the process.
It was kind of always a really good dialogue that existed. These things, they take time, but I think it is important. You know, we, out of respect for the process, we wanted it to be able to be announced when both Les and I got done because of the partnership, and I think it's only gotten better as we go, but that's kind of where it's at.
And then he said he did sign his. The other one is still close, not quite done yet, but
for Les Snead, the GM.
Yes, his is, it's coming very quickly. And Kyrie Irving's agent says those quotes about him hating everybody is not true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just saw this story about Thursday night football. I wanted to get your take on it. So apparently Cumulus and Westwood One did a study of 1,000 Americans 18 and older, and they asked them about Thursday night football being on Amazon. And 53% of frequent NFL users are aware that the games will be on Amazon, but 47%
had no idea.
Yeah, I think once the season gets going and people start looking for it, they'll find it. And, you know, most people, I would like to think, it seems to me anyway, that most people are Amazon members.
Well, that brings me to the next one.
Okay.
What's more concerning, according to Nielsen, 54% of those who watched Thursday Night Football, 36.7 million in the last year, say they are not Amazon Prime members. So they likely won't have access to a game stream anyway. Well, maybe. Yeah.
That's why Amazon wants it. That's why Apple Plus wants it. They want you to become a member.
Yeah. Of course, if you aren't already, many people are.
They need to grow the brand. And the best way to grow the brand, especially for people who like to spend money, which NFL football fans are.
Yeah, of course.
You want to increase your membership, and the best way to do that is have live football on your platform.
Why is it that when I think everybody has something, I read stats like this? Like, I'm like, oh, everybody's got Amazon Prime.
Well, everybody in your life has it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you hear this stuff, but every person I've ever talked to had it. Everybody in the newsroom, everybody.
And just think how many people ended up having it through COVID and what it meant for COVID. And, you know, I think about all those Amazon drivers out there because they are everywhere now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were all working through COVID.
Absolutely.
They went to work. They had to carry their boxes. They had to get get up in the morning, go to their warehouse, get their.
And it was busier trucks than ever because no one was going to a store.
UPS, FedEx, all those people that are drivers and delivery people all worked through COVID. Everybody.
Yeah. And it was probably the busiest they've ever been because no one was leaving their house and everybody was getting everything ordered. You know, we'd be getting Instacarts to your house or whatever, sort of grocery deliveries and everything else.
So I often, you know, just think about New York City and just what it means to be driving in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times you see delivery guys all throughout the city and they have a job. They're delivering, you know, food or their Postmates, whatever it is. They're out there working their asses off and they're on those e-bikes and they have the big backpacks on their backs or the big cold or whatever they're.
Yeah, if you put a pizza in there, it's an insulated thing.
But the problem is, and again, I was thinking about this the other day. A lot of them go the wrong way on a street.
Yeah, no, you got to look both ways.
It is crazy. And those bike lanes all have, you know, arrows in them which way to go. You're supposed to be following traffic or going
nobody
traffic.
Does that. Nobody does that.
And it is like between. Do you know how many restaurants are out in the streets now? You know that expanded restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Situation with the lean-tos and the sheds out in the streets.
Sure, of course.
You know how many there are in the five boroughs that are participating in some sort of outdoor dining now because they're allowed to.
There's got to be thousands, right?
Over 12,000 restaurants
are in the street.
Have something either on the sidewalk or in the street. Think about that for a second. 12,000 restaurants.
Yeah, I mean it's impossible to get around. And then there's going to be, I mean, so you got the bike lanes, you got the restaurants in the streets, and then it's going to be congestion pricing. They want no cars.
I don't know if they're going to get congestion pricing. I don't know. They want cars because they want to raise more money. That's what they're trying to do because people are using less and less of mass transit. So they're trying to raise money in other ways. But, the amazing thing to me is just driving up 8th Avenue the other day. I mean, there are people on bikes. Mm-hmm. There are people on scooters. There are people on skateboards. I mean, it is like a. And then you have the.
Like a video game.
You have all the construction going on.
Mm-hmm.
You have the lean-tos out in the streets.
Right.
And there was that story the other day where, you know, people are using the lean-tos for other reasons.
Like what?
You know, sexy time.
Oh, getting it on.
Yeah, getting it on. And then, of course, the restaurant owner comes out and complains that the police aren't doing their job. I said, I didn't know if the police were responsible for, you know, now policing all these lean-tos. I like to call them lean-tos. Some of them are actually pretty nice.
Yeah, they are. They've done.
I mean, this guy down here in Tribeca, this Tamarind restaurant, this Indian restaurant.
Oh, I did it. I know. I've seen that one.
That guy, I mean, I think he increased his footprint by about 175 to 200%. He's got like little boxes out on the sidewalk and in the street. He's on the sidewalk and in the street. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's got like three restaurants now in one.
Sure.
It's a very popular.
And he's allowed to do it.
He's getting away with it.
I think he's allowed to do it.
He's got probably his, it's got to be one of the most popular restaurants in the city.
Yeah.
But he's got these boxes out there. Like, I don't know how people eat in the box.
Let's go to Landon in Bayside. What's going on, Landon?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
So, the Amazon's having Thursday night games, but if the Jets or the Giants play, do we get to watch the games not on Amazon, or is it like how baseball's doing it where they completely take the local game away from the local fan?
I don't think football is allowed to do that because of their antitrust exemption. So the local market should be able to carry the local games, and so I think that's still in effect.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to, I didn't know if we were, because I know all the Yankee games and the Met games have been taken away this year when they're on Apple or Amazon
or Peacock too. Yeah, I mean,
just remember there's also a very limited number of professional football games. There's only 17 games per team, so they have a different set of. Laws and rules and regulations that they have to, that they're required to follow.
I remember when the NFL Network first started, and that was, they had exclusives on that. You'd still get it on your local station as well.
It would be NFL Network produced. Now, originally it was NFL Network produced, and then they figured out, you know what, that's costing us money, so we'll make the other networks produce it, and we'll put it on our network.
Exactly. So, yeah, that'd be a real bummer if you couldn't watch it locally, but I think
you'll be able to watch it.
Yeah, I confirmed.
All right, let's go to Matt, who's calling from the Jersey Shore. What's up, Matt?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I'd like to have you both of your opinion. Do you think in our lifetime we will see a pay-per-view Super Bowl?
You know, I always thought about this myself.
No, and I'm telling you why, guys, because of the antitrust exemptions that Congress gives the NFL. The NFL basically, well, the pay-per-view Super Bowl may be for outside of market teams. So, in other words, if the Jets were playing the 49ers in the Super Bowl, the Jet market would get the game over the air on your normal network.
Sure. Yeah.
And I would think the 49ers, the San Francisco area, would have their television over the air, and then maybe the rest of us would have to play pay-per-view.
You know, I mean, essentially, let's say there's a streaming service that has the Super Bowl in the future, which is a real possibility. We're starting to see that. And then you have to pay for that streaming service. That's sort of, in a way, pay-per-view for the Super Bowl.
Well, you already pay for cable, don't you?
You do. Yeah, of course. But, I mean, you already pay for cable, and there's boxing matches that are pay-per-view. UFC is pay-per-view. So, I mean, I think that it's a possibility, but maybe not likely. I think it's a possibility at some point in our lifetime. You know, I've always thought about that with big sporting events. Like, you know how much extra money they could make if they did that? And the NFL is always making that extra dollar no matter what.
You know what I understand? Like, so here's LIV Golf, and you have the Saudi Arabian government backing it, which has just ends, you know, just a bottomless pit of money to pay these guys off. And it's not even really competition. It's more like a glorified member guest.
Yeah.
And guys show up, music's playing, they play 54 holes, and then they say goodbye in their private jets, and then they go to the Mediterranean on the yachts with the beautiful wives and hang out there. That's great. No, why wouldn't the PGA Tour, much like the NFL is doing, and I'm sure maybe the PGA Tour has done this, but why don't they just say, hey, we're the Amazon PGA Tour?
Okay.
And let make Amazon buy, or not make them, but offer them to buy the rights to the naming rights to the PGA Tour, like the Amazon PGA Tour, and then raise the money that way.
You think that's going to be enough to be able to compete with LIV, though? I mean,
well, I think the LIV guys they've made their bed. They've left in it. You know, as you heard my sports minute this morning, already a federal judge has told three guys who wanted to have it both ways, to play on the LIV Tour and also play for the FedEx Cup Challenge. The judge said, nope, you're not allowed. So you're out. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So they're supporting the PGA Tour, has at least won the first battle in the court of law, and it looks like Cam Smith is going to go to the LIV Tour, but it's not going to be until after the FedEx Cup Challenge because he wants to win that money.
Sure, of course, which is a smart business decision. There's no way the PGA Tour can compete with LIV once I heard that Tiger Woods turned down $700 to $800 million. There's just no way. I mean, that's just, he turned that down, so they still have it to give to other people. It's insane.
Yeah, but
money we've never heard of in sports.
But here's the point. Will it ever become
anything
more than it is right now?
No, because I don't think, you really think a TV network's going to pick it up? I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but The point being is, like, what are they playing for? They have guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess you could say, you know,
there's NFL, extra money when you win.
You know, NBA players have guaranteed money. NHL players have guaranteed money. Major League Baseball players have guaranteed money. You know, the PGA, the players would argue that the PGA Tour doesn't give them guaranteed money, that they have to pay out all those expenses. And if they don't make the cut, then they're actually at a loss leader.
Right.
That's the difference. So I think the PGA Tour is going to try to make amends to some of that, raise some of the, you know, the numbers next year for the purses, and try to keep their players all in tow. And I would think that most players will stay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.